coming up on The Potter's Touch.
Somebody needs to go back to something you threw away. When you were in trouble the first time, you used to call on the Lord. Now you think you're smart. But if you go back to calling on Him like you used to call on Him, I mean that old-fashioned, gully-washing, thirst-quenching, devil-chasing. I know you're cute now. I know you're Dr. So-and-so. I know you make eight figures. But if you go back... It's the problem that creates the opportunity for David to be called. Away with praying that Saul wouldn't have an evil spirit. It is exactly the evil spirit that created an opportunity for the Holy Spirit. Oh, y'all are not working with me this morning. The evil spirit created an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to operate in the room. It is what's wrong with me that determines what's right with me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Saul is brooding and dark and dank and evil and breaking stuff and later throwing javelins and just being an idiot. Schizo. And they sent for David because he was unbearable to be around. And David had magic in his fingers. When David played his harp, just played, when he stroked it, when he touched it, when he played, the evil spirits departed. Keep on playing. David never knew when he was playing on the backside of the mountains that his gift would make room for him, and that he would go from playing for sheep to playing for kings. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you're gonna find out why you had to go through what you had to go through. Because God is about to make room for you. He's about to open up a door for you. He's about to use what you've got to make it better for somebody else. You are the answer to somebody's question. You are the solution to somebody's... Listen. What you got? Can't nobody do what you do like you do when you do what you do? Like you do it when you do it. You're in a class all by yourself. You're in a place of distinction. You have been created for such a time as this. Play that thing. Something is about to happen. God's about to change the atmosphere. 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 You see, what we begin to understand is that David entertains God's presence with music. I can't play, I just want to stand over there while she plays. The music draws me. The music affects me. The music changes the atmosphere. The whole room felt different when she just started. Him to the palace, it's his music. His music summons the presence of God. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Dance, David, dance. Woo! Dance, David, dance. Dance, David, dance. God is about to do a new thing in your life like you have never seen before. There's something I learned. Thank you. There's something I learned. There's something I learned. I started studying the instruments of the Old Testament, because what made David mighty when he gets ready to go to Zion, it is almost a repetition of how he came to the palace. He comes to the palace as a musician. He is promoted to an armor bearer. Later we will read that he comes back to be king. And the reason he had to have music is because he had music the first time. Yes. So David is going back to something. Yes. Somebody needs to go back to something you threw away. When you were in trouble the first time, you used to call on the Lord. Now you think you're smart. But if you go back to calling on him like you used to call on him, I mean that old-fashioned, gully-washing, thirst-quenching, devil-chasing, I know you cute now, I know you're Dr. So-and-so, I know you make eight figures, but if you go back to... Oh, my God! I didn't realize. I get it. I knew the slingshot was a weapon. But this is a weapon too. The only difference between David praising God on the harp and David praising God when he brings back the Ark of the Covenant is this time he's using everything. This time he's using everything. The first time he used something. This time he's got a whole band. The power of David's tabernacle is that David's tabernacle, see, Moses gave us ordinances and sacraments. David's tabernacle gives us instruments. And David created instruments. There are no brazen altars, no brazen lavers, no table of shewbread, no altar incense. There's only instruments. So I started studying on instruments. And all of the instruments that were used in the day of David, and for the most part that are used today, have something in common. They are either creating sound through touch or wind. Blow the trumpet for me. Blow the trumpet in Zion. I told you when the service started that that was the sound that caused the children of Israel to gather. And if you Google blow the trumpet, it is all over the Old Testament because it was a signal for the saints to assemble that something was about to happen, that the presence of God was about to move. But what I didn't tell you is that in the Bible, the trumpet was made out of silver. Silver that had been through the fire. In the scripture, silver represents redemption. The price that he paid to purchase you. Silver represents redemption. The trumpet was made out of silver. So the instrument itself is redemption. But the wind is the Holy Spirit. Blow the trumpet in Zion. That's nothing but the wind of God blowing through the redeemed. That's nothing but Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost was fully come and they were in one place with one accord, suddenly there came a sound from heaven, because the wind of God is blowing through the people of God, and the Holy Ghost began to fall because God is blowing his trumpet in Zion. What I learned is that even today, all of these instruments either respond to wind or touch. Touch that organ. See, when you play the organ normally, they would describe you as accompaniment. Because in our culture, the music is designed to accompany the singer. But when the Bible says to praise him on the organ, it means if nobody sings, that every time you touch a key, it produces a sound. Every time you touch a key, it produces a sound. this organ is really imitating a pipe organ which produces wind. And you see, it's designed, when you pull the bars, you get different sounds to imitate the pipes and the organs and the wind. And the wind produces a sound, and the sound goes up before God as a symphony. So if nobody ever adds a lyric, your music alone is praise to God. So whenever you play as giving praise to God. Every time you think about something that God did for you, every time you think about something that God did in you, every time you think about where God brought you from, if you don't say a word, if the choir don't sing, if they don't write a lyric, just praise Him on the drums one more time. Just praise. God understands what you feel in your spirit. That goes up before God as a sweet smelling savor. Whenever you think about where God brought you from, whenever you think about what God did in your life, whenever you think about what an amazing story you are to God, and you get ready to express praise, if you never sing a note, if you never dance with your feet, hit them strings and give God some praise. Every note, every string, every note, every note, every touch, every string. If He's ever done anything for you, if He's ever been good to you, if He's ever blessed you, if He's ever brought you from a mighty long way, hit that keyboard and just tell Him thank you with music, with sound. And if you were at the throne, if you were at the throne, if you were in the presence of God, if you had gone through the veil and you stepped right into the throne room and you got ready to play for the master, if you were right in the palace with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you look back and thought where He brought you from, what would you say with the keys? Thank you. Can you hear that worship going up? Can you hear that worship going up? Now we did it. We did it in a loose fashion, but we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it like we do it. Like we do it. We're gonna throw our culture in it. We're gonna throw our own individual culture to it, and we're gonna rock that thing for just a minute. We're gonna rock that thing. We're gonna rock that thing. Come on, come on, let's rock that thing, fellas. Come on, let's go with me. Give me some. This is what I want you to see. When David starts writing the 150th division of Psalms, he starts with the instruments. He doesn't tell the instruments to accompany the people. He says to praise him on the instruments. What we have been doing is praising him on the instruments. David created the instruments that were to praise God. But when David is creating the instruments, he is imitating God. Let me show you this and I'll be finished. Everything you heard today either got touched or it got blown into. So when man creates instruments, he does it by touching or blowing into it. When God created instruments, he created you. When it came to man, he touched him, because man is an instrument. And when he got through touching him, he got down and he blew in him. Because you are an instrument of praise. So when the Bible says, let everything see the Lord. A pacemaker's design is to take a heart that's not in rhythm and get it back in rhythm again.
Get your life back in rhythm today with Bishop Jake's new pacemaker series.
If you are after God's heart, he will promote you.
For any gift to the ministry, you will receive Bridges to Destiny on CD and Romans 8:28 art print.
You gotta see the hardship and understand that the devil wouldn't be fighting me if God wasn't about to bless me.
When your gift is $90 or more, we will add the Pacemaker series on CD and DVD.
Whenever you play on the high-sounding cymbals, you're giving praise to God.
It was just an amazing time, and I thank God for his glory.
God understands what you're trying to tell him.
For your gift of $140 or more, we'll add the Praying the Psalms book and the Hope and Peace mug set. If in Canada, products are only available in MP3 and MP4 formats.
Yesterday, I stopped by the rehearsal. I wanted to get a sense of how I was going to flow with the choir and the band.
Music creates mood and attitude. It changes disposition.
And as I began to unload some of the truths that God had given me regarding worship, and music in particular, some powerful things begin to happen.
So it is more than the frequency that your ear hears. Your soul hears something. So does God. So that's praise. Can you feel that?
It wasn't a rehearsal at all. It was just an experience.
Whatever your heart is saying, God is listening.
He came into an awareness of what we are really created to do. It's amazing.
When God got ready to make what his instrument, he made you.
Yeah.
He made you. And it is not correct to say that we should give praise. We are praise.
Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.